last week, sometime I'm sitting on my computer and then boom, an email comes in with some audio attached to it. And this email said, "Hi Abs, greetings from Finland. We've just found your information on Cape Talk on the Cape Talk website and decided to write directly to you, just loving your motto." And my motto, as you know it, is if there's a silver lining, Abs will find it, and I try to do so in everything I do. And they continue to say that you receive lots of emails, but our one may be the most unique one. We are four guys from Finland whose hearts beat for radio. We have a remote radio monitoring site in the far north, way above the Arctic Circle, and recently we have observed a very interesting radio signal on AM 567 in the early morning hours. The frequency is normally totally covered with European powerhouse in Romania, but sometimes when this station has short breaks, we can hear English-speaking radio stations for a short while. And this morning at 5 a.m., I finally succeeded in identifying it when I happened to compare your web stream to this signal on the AM 567. But nonetheless, have a listen to this. This is what they said. This is what they were hearing.
Thank you for joining us this morning. Time for
And so that is some of the signals that they received. It is much better when you hear it, but I just wanted you to hear that we're not lying here. This happened. I'm so excited. 15,000 kilometers away. But in the email, so they're talking about how they just love the early breakfast show and all of that. And then they continue to talk about Stuart Baxter, but we're going to talk a little bit about that. Yo, the things they have to say about Baxter. Nonetheless, welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Tapio Kalmi. Am I pronouncing this right?
Oh, yes, that's good. Good morning, Abs.
Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us on the line, Tapio. Tapio is from Team Lux AM Radio Club in Finland, joining us this morning to just chat to us about, first of all, their love for radio and how, in broad daylight, were they ever able to connect with our AM frequency. Tapio, can you just tell us a little bit about Team Lux? Who are you guys?
Well, we are four guys from Southern Finland, around Helsinki area, and we have had our radio hobby since 70s, so we really love AM radio. One of us is a lawyer, one is a rescue worker, and two guys are working in IT business, so very different guys from work, but we have one common thing: love for AM radio.
Oh, wow. And talking about AM radio, though, was this perhaps the longest AM frequency that you have received, or have there been others? And how often do you hear AM frequencies from other countries?
Well, we hear AM frequencies from other countries on daily basis, but so far as Cape Talk, we can hear only one or two days in a month, so a couple of days in a year. And the longest distance has been to New Zealand, because New Zealand is just on the other side of the globe compared to Finland. So from Finland, you can't go further than New Zealand.
Oh, wow, this is fascinating stuff. But, I mean, Tapio, in your knowledge of radio, how is this even possible?
Well, there are quite long stories about that, and I try to keep it short one now. First, you need a quiet place, no local noise, no power lines, and then you have a very quiet AM band. So therefore, we went to the up north. There are no towns like in southern Finland. Then you need a good antenna and room for good antenna. We have 1 kilometer long copper wire on 5 meters height in the wild forest in Finnish Lapland. So we have very good and sensitive antenna.
Oh, wow.
After that, you need to install good receiver, and then you get nice audio out and very nice clean band with the audio. And after that, you need good conditions, because the conditions are changing all the time. We need to monitor the band on daily basis. And then some miracles happen a couple of times in a year. As during Cape Talk beneath Radio Romania, that was very nice. Very nice finding when we made that.
Fantastic. To you listening at home, 22 minutes past five, thank you so much for joining us in conversation. You're not lost. You're listening to the Early Breakfast Show on Cape Talk. We're speaking to Tapio Kalmi, who is from Team Lux and from the AM Radio Club in Finland. And he's joining us this morning because they had the opportunity to get the AM frequency 15,000 kilometers away. And they were listening to the Early Breakfast Show. And so we're just chatting to them about their love for radio and everything that is. And bringing it back to you, Tapio, though, you guys, express your love for the AM frequency. Why is that? What is your fascination with the AM frequency?
Well, when we started our hobby in the 70s, there were no internet, there were no local commercial radio in Finland, and we loved to listen to Western pop music more than in Finnish national radio they played. So we started with Radio Luxembourg and stations like that, local radio stations from England. And then we realized that we can go further than that. We made a trip to Lapland and heard first time radio stations from United States, local radio stations from California and so on. You just need to be very, very focused what you are doing, and then you can go further. And now we have gone so far as we can go on the globe, yeah.
Absolutely fantastic. Now, also with regards to your email, you've sent us, as part of the email, though, you sent us this, that you said that you succeeded in creating a good atmosphere. You were talking about the show and all of that. And then you went on to say that it seems that your national football team, Bafana, hasn't had luck recently. And when I heard the name Stuart Baxter, I got some cold chills. What? Stuart Baxter is now destroying also the reputation of Bafana Bafana. Let me tell you something about Finnish football. Please tell us something about Finnish football. What did Stuart Baxter do to your country?
Well, a couple of years ago, we had a very great expectations that Stuart Baxter would help us quite a lot, because our national team never had gone to European Championships or World Championships. So we hired him to coach our national team, and it didn't go so well as we wanted. I don't know, should we blame him, because in Finland we don't have too many good players, no, only a couple of them, so no full team as a perfect players. And therefore, I think the situation was like with the rainmaker without the water. So there wasn't water and rainmaker couldn't make the rain. So
I hear you. Tapio, listen. Yeah. It's been absolutely fantastic and fascinating at the same time chatting with you. Thank you so much for joining us, and we hope that you'll continue listening all the way from Finland to the Early Breakfast Show.
Thank you very much. It was my pleasure.
Thank you so much. Tapio Kalmi from Team Lux AM Radio Club, all the way from Finland. I mean, it's fascinating, isn't it?